crisis fear. Let's speak now with Ashley McLean, Policy and Parliamentary Officer with the Poverty Alliance. Morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning. Just give me your initial reaction then when you heard the figure set out by Mr. Swinney yesterday.
I think in terms of seeing that there's evidently been prioritisations in terms of retaining support for people on low incomes, so things, for example, doubling the Scottish Child Payment bridging payments and ensuring that discretionary housing payments are funded to mitigate the benefit cap. Those were things that were very welcome, and I think we were relieved to still see. I think wider than that, obviously, whenever there's cuts to public funded services, for example, like the health and social care cuts, we're always concerned about how those are going to impact people on the lowest incomes, as they're a group most likely to rely on publicly funded services. So it'll be interesting to see how this actually works in practice as these cuts kind of reveal themselves and how they're actually going to work.
Yeah, because you can set out a budget in black and white, can't you? But it's until you see actually what effect that's going to have for people that's when we find out what kind of difference it's making.
Yeah, exactly. So we're hoping that the Scottish Government's going to continually be doing, you know, equality impact assessments to see how this is impacting. But for example, you know, if this impacts the number and provisions for community link workers, who are workers that kind of look at the link between mental health, debt, incomes, advice, and also just that support. So if those kind of services are cut in a time of huge financial instability, then that's going to have a massive impact on people living in low income communities.
Mr. Swinney was making the point yesterday, obviously a number of pay disputes ongoing at the moment, some involving the Scottish Government, saying that with pay rises comes cuts to other services because he has a fixed budget, in his words. Do you agree with that assessment? Do you think that people, you know, who are asking for a pay rise should be mindful of where that money is coming from?
I think our perspective is that people need to be paid enough to afford a decent and dignified life. And so when we're looking at the cost of living increasing at figures such as, like, you know, 10-11%, like we've seen over the past few weeks and months, then it's the right thing to do that the Scottish Government steps in and pays people the wages that they need to be able to afford a good life. And I think in terms of the way that impacts on other cuts, I think it's an important question, and I will say that taxation is not exactly within my expertise, but I think it's important to say it's about priorities and ensuring people, you know, ensuring budgets are designed around the values of compassion and justice, and ensuring that we're prioritising people being able to live a good life. Those are the important things. And so, yes, I think that the cuts obviously were worrying, but I think prioritising pay in the midst of a cost of living crisis is absolutely the right thing to do.
So obviously looking ahead, then taxes for next year will be set later on this year. And that wasn't something that could be done for this year now, but you'll be looking ahead and doing it a little bit later on. Would you like to see tax rises for the better off then in order to pay for some of these services?
Yeah, I think we're always kind of, it's about ensuring that people on the lowest incomes are receiving enough support from the government to be able to live a decent and dignified life. So we'd be looking at, yes, and like, we're not experts on kind of taxation and different bandings there.
Sure.
But if there's a way to kind of bring in income from higher up, from people who don't need it, to fund services for people who are struggling and do need it, then that's absolutely the right thing to do. We'd also be looking at, you know, coming back to this issue of a windfall tax. I think we've had figures this week from oil and gas companies reporting once again eye-watering profits in the face of what is, you know, turmoil for so many families. So again, we'd be asking to look at, right, how can we introduce a windfall tax to use those funds to provide more support for people on the lowest incomes? Things like, you know, ensuring the Scottish Welfare Fund is funded and fit for purpose, doubling the child winter heating assistance, and exploring better options for people who are off the grid and aren't getting the emergency support scheme.
Okay, Ashley, thanks very much for your time this morning. Ash McLean,